some reason believe he didn't really know who the man was, and he thought he was named Nelson. And besides, life was carrying it all in just a few days, and it didn't get much wider publicity than the Washington Post could ever give it. Anyway, he didn't do very well with it. Said he tried. I told you about talking to Meany.
Did Meany say he'd do anything about it?
Yes, sir. He said he'd wait until I called him back and gave him the date. He agreed to go full steam all out.
That is not just the date for my meeting. I want him to go have his core people in there, and help him financially, and have them really turning things upside down in that state.
He said he would do that, and then he would turn them out for you when I gave him the date.
All right, now you then let me give you some others, and you call the COPE man. What's Corp man? COPE man, what's his name? It runs COPE.
Barkin.
Call Al Barkin and just say, now we want you to get your best regional men into Delaware and get them to get the organizing going and get Clark Clifford doing the same thing. Maybe we can do something good there.
I talked to Clark.
Did he say he'd do any good?
Yeah, well, he said he would call. He said that he had talked to Crawford Greenwald some time ago. Greenwald said he had never voted Democratic in his life, that he was not for Goldwater, but he had a very strong feeling of party loyalty, and he might vote for you and never say anything about it to anybody but his wife. And he's not sure how much he'll do, but he just call him and put it on him hard and see.
I just want the paper to give me some help. They want me to give him some, and I...
He said he thought they might both the paper and DuPont give you some help, but it'd be clearly for you because he said they're strong for Williams. And Cater, I've talked to him. He's going to get all his stuff to Humphrey and to the speechwriters. A good many people are out of town. They're hard to find on Saturday and Saturday night. I'm after them. You want to report on Goldwater at Lubbock and El Paso. I have that now. Travis Shelton, County Democratic Chairman of Lubbock, says he spoke there at 10 a.m., had 8,000 to 9,000 people. A large percentage of them were children, as the schools let out for the kids where they had a note, and most parents gave them a note. The devoted supporters went into a frenzy when he spoke. Bush and Joe Phillips, the Republican for Congress, were there with him. Bush introduced him. We had several people attended to monitor it, and they reported that he made a pretty good talk, better than he does on television, and it was a fairly successful meeting. But we will carry the area, and particularly if you should decide to make a stop there. On El Paso, Ray Dwiggins reports that they had about 300 or 400 people at the airport and about 4,000 in the park. Foreman was there and introduced him. He arrived about 1 p.m. in the afternoon, and they got up a crowd with a mariachi band. They didn't have any heckling. They let him have his day. But in comparison to the president's visit, it was a drop in the bucket. Dwiggins' estimate for you was 250,000 compared to his 4,000. They did have 50 or 100 Republican women in uniform down in front of the speaker's stand that were attractive. And it was held in the park where senior citizens usually sit around and play dominoes. And of the crowd, he thought at least 100 or so were those that were always there. And they were mad because their domino game was interrupted.
Well, as you say, we're going to do in El Paso. Are the papers working for us or anything?
As both of them are. And that we'll carry El Paso pretty strong.
What did you say about the Congress?
Didn't say on that.
Let's ask him, because that's high up on our list.
I sure.
That and Alger. You hear anything on Alger?
No, except Marjorie told me that she heard on the radio today that the Dallas News had come out for the mayor, Cabell.
I hope that's right.
Yeah,
that come out of me too.
Cliff is calling all 11 of the state coordinators where we don't have any polls to try to get something. They're sending out to the National Committee today a release on the Princeton poll. And Dick Nelson's getting it to several columnists. Cater is too. They've ordered a reprint of the Princeton poll, 35,000. That's 7 year on the Princeton mailing list. And
who's going to get them out?
Well, Nelson's going to have it done by some people up there. We may have to help subsidize it, but he thinks he can get them to pay for it.
That's good. Has the Norfolk paper come out yet?
I don't know that.
All right.
Louis Bean's making up some more copies for me of the projected.
Now, what does he say? We'll pick up 10 senators and 60 congressmen? I can't read his charts. I
can't either, but I got him over here this afternoon. And he doesn't say, actually. He said that he...
It looks like to me that if we have 62%, that he marks the 62% up there, and that adds 320 congressmen. He's got it up above the 300 line. He's got it in the second dot, which is 20. Have you got it in front of him?
No, sir. Well, but I'm familiar with it. He took it with him. He says it actually wasn't complete. It was just sort of we could play with it. But he said he can take... We showed him what the two major polls give you 62. Now, he's going to come back here tomorrow with just what the Senate and the House will be according to what it's been in the past. He doesn't really do that in the one that we sent down there.
All right, okay. That's what I want.
And I'll have it tomorrow. Then the McFarland memo was sent to the Speaker, who says he'll give it to
Scott.
To Scott, although he says he wants to make it clear that while he talks to Scott occasionally, that he doesn't give much credence to Scott, and Scott doesn't pay too much attention to him, and they're not very close.
Yeah, I know that.
But he would. It also was given to Jack Anderson this afternoon.
Is he interested in it?
Yes, sir. Jack Steele couldn't be reached to try to get it to him tomorrow.
Well, you get Walker Stone to get it to him.
And I believe that's about it.
Okay, well... We'll see you then, and I'm sorry Marie just can't go to church then. They've got the official ruling on it.
I'm sorry that I have to be that way, but I'm afraid that's it.
Okay, good night.
Good night.